Blog Talk Radio.
You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison with The Searcher's Roadmap. My guest today is Jasmina Perillo Scher. Pardon my voice. I have a bit of a cold. Jasmina knows about resilience, but she also knows the joy of buoyancy and a life filled with spiritual blessings, a loving son, and late in life, an adoring husband. She knows the beauty of connecting to the world beyond this reality, serving others, and being guided toward the light whenever at a crossroads. Her new book, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, is a spiritual memoir and inspiring treatise on how heart resonance, intuition, and resilience can get you past the tough times and into the thrive times. Filled with mystical experiences that kept guiding her forward, she relays the astonishing visions, dreams, and guidance that opened for her long before this grandchild of Italian immigrants elected to follow her wandering soul to India to become a disciple of a leading spiritual guru in this modern day. Real-life odyssey, you travel with her from the ancestral source of Sicily to New England, India, South America, Southern California, Paradise of Sunshine. And throughout her book, her healing is now our healing, as she provides the wisdom and inspiration to be in one's heart looking for inner truth. Jasmina Arillo has walked the path and then held her hand out to others. Spiritual pilgrim, yogic mystic, meditation coach, brain recovery counselor, and spiritual healer, she has spent more than 25 years inspiring people the world over, teaching them how to access and use the power of their heart to impact consciousness, health, performance, creativity, and relationships. Her website is www.jasminaarilloscher.com. JasminaArilloscher.com. She'll be joining us in just a moment. I hope you guys are doing well today. Jasmina has so much to tell us in regards to resilience and how to do things with our heart and our intuition, and staying open to that. I'm going to put on some music for a minute and see if I can raise Jasmina by phone. So we have Jess Mina with us in the studio, and she's going to tell us how she's gone through her life of being overseas and being, you know, raised in a Sicilian family and then going to India and to South America to do some of her training. Good morning, Jasmina.
Good morning. I'm really very inspired to connect with everyone because we all have a unique soul's journey that we are going on in our life, and we all have unique gifts and talents, and we have our soul lessons, which really are the keys to our gifts and talents and the message that we live in our lives in support of others. So thank you for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. So tell us how you got started in searching out your path to spirituality and enlightenment.
Oh my gosh. Well, one thing I do want to say, enlightenment is an experience whenever we shift to compassion, joy, appreciation, gratitude. We change the moment of our experience, what I call heart time, living in heart time. And that those are miracle frequencies. So we have a millisecond of that enlightenment experience. And the more we consciously partner with that connection, the natural connection that we have through our heart, when I speak of the heart, I mean energetic heart, the physical is included in that. But those spiritual frequencies that I mentioned, they bring us to enlightenment moments. So the more we have of those, then it grows and grows and grows. But it's an infinite experience. Those enlightenment bands go on and on. So we are never done. So I thought I would mention that because it's we have a lot of misgivings about what enlightenment is. And we all have our own spiritual connection. And I want to say that the chaos that I experienced in my childhood actually drove me inward to seek that connection. And I grew up, you did mention Sicilian. I'm a passionate Sicilian woman, and the whole experience of growing up within the Italian and Sicilian culture was very enlivening, very passionate for me. And, however, within the culture itself, I experienced my mom is Italian, and she's very, very passionate person. I'm diagnosed with mental illness, and I grew up with that in my family. And that experience brought to the forefront what I need to grow in my life as a soul, my soul's lesson. So I came, my experience of living with her was I had anxiety issues. Self-esteem, you would imagine, growing up with that under those conditions, trust issues as well. So it's been my lifetime task to heal that in myself, but it's what I help other people heal to as well in my life coaching practice. So that said, I was seeking to heal the split. And from my inner reality, which is very, very rich, my whole connection to the spiritual planes, to spirit beings. There are many beings living on other levels of realities, and these were very evolved beings which supported me through the experiences of my childhood. And to heal, so I said, to heal the split between the inner and outer reality to me, which means for me to bring that heaven experience into my everyday life, into my my thoughts, my feelings, to shift and bring those spiritual frequencies out, to live them in my life, in the work I do, in my relationships, in my health. So it's a very holistic experience of living our soul connection out in the world. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, and it tends to make us very resilient when we tend to, you know, be engaged with different energies and different ways of dealing with, you know, crisis or other things that are going on in our lives when our family,
yeah.
I mean, I know in my family tend to be very chaotic. So, you know, it was learning
yeah.
how to find that quiet time.
Yeah. Particularly if we have a lot of chaos in our outer life, we do. It's important that we find that time in our day, even in the moment too. And I help folks do that, to really to live those spiritual frequencies 24/7. Really, when you're talking, interacting with me, to be in that flow of compassion. And real intuitive guidance. Because a lot of what happens in our relationships and our communication is 80% of that is unsaid, which really is very phenomenal when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in conversation with someone, they are feeling, they're getting the undercurrents of what you really mean. So you're in the energy that you're putting out. So that's just when I read about that research, I thought that's pretty amazing. So it's not so much in a way what we say is what's behind what we're saying. But ideally, it's like if we have to really speak our truth with someone, and that may make them uncomfortable, when you do it through the heart with compassion, they'll get the message in a totally different way. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's such a broad topic, so we can kind of zone in on what's most important. Yeah.
I'm having a cough.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, okay. Listeners. It's been it's back to fall time, and colds are going around.
Yeah.
But with this topic, I'm very interested in how you decided to do the traveling that you did to get the knowledge that you've gotten from India and South America.
Okay.
Tell us a little
okay.
bit about that and then talk about your book.
Okay, sure. I'd love to do it. Well, I have a restless spirit. That's just the way I am. And whenever we do something, there's always an unconscious reason why we're doing it. So for me, that reason was that I had to leave my culture to grow and be a whole person. In particular, my experience in the American culture is that it is very not so heart-centered, more head-centered. So I chose to go to India. I met a spiritual teacher quite a long time ago, many years ago, decades ago now. But I had the opportunity to go to India with her and continue my spiritual growth, which is exactly what I did. When I got to India, India is the most amazing place. I do go into it a lot in my book. But it's like you meet everything in life that you're trying to avoid. And everything hangs out in India. I mean, you can go on the street, you can be walking down the F Street in Mumbai or Delhi, and you see the full life spectrum in front of your very eyes. You can see someone laying on the sidewalk. You don't know whether they're dead or alive. I've never seen a leper before. I encountered that, people begging. But this incredible mother, loving, giving energy, all happening at the same time. So I needed to have my boundaries broken down in a sense so that I could grow. I needed to really leave the American culture to do that. And that stimulated my desire to travel. That's the unconscious reason for my own growth. And I especially, because I have a lot, I grew up with a lot of mother wounds because of my relationship with my mom. In her condition, I was not fully able to bond with her. And my unconscious, that guidance coming up deep within me, I knew I needed to connect to mother energy in order to be a whole person. And so Mother India did that for me, as well as my experiences with having other female guides for me in life to help me with that. Yes. Uh-huh.
It sounds very, very different than what you run into in the United States. And then I think you also run into more compassionate people and people that are more sensitized to everyday tragedy or chaos, and the way that they handle it is a lot different than the way we handle it here in the United States.
Yes. And, you know, I encountered in India this resilience of the women. It was amazing. But not just the women. I have a story to relate around that. We were staying at an ashram, and we were getting up at the 3 a.m. morning because we needed to take this bus trip up into the Himalayas. And I was just amazed by this. We didn't have running water. That's how they lived in this ashram. It was out in the village on the countryside in Gujarat. People were getting up in the ashram to heat water for us at 2 a.m. so that we could leave early. And I was just, you know, I thought about that. They heated this water. We each had like a 5-gallon bucket of water to bathe with. And I was amazed by that. How many people would really, growing up, you know, in America, would be devoted enough to want to do that for someone I don't even know. So I was just, it broke my boundaries down in a way to open my heart, which is so important. To our growth, we have to have our heart opened. Typically, how that happens is through some kind of suffering that we experience, either a loss, or we have a broken heart in a relationship, or we have a health condition. Something happens to us to break down, to break our hearts open. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that during that time, that broke your heart open as far as compassion and resilience?
One of many experiences, yes, it did. I was just amazed by that. As a matter of fact, and it felt so good. When I was pouring that water over me from my 5-gallon bucket, I was so grateful to just be able to wash myself with hot water.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a shower by any means. No, I had to squish down and I had a cup to pour the water over me. And I was so grateful.
Right.
Yeah. That's resilience.
Yeah,
that's a very, sorry.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where, you know, in the United States, a lot of us take for granted running water and that type of thing, whereas, you know, in other countries and other places, you know, water is definitely, you know, a very respected piece and very, you know, honored, you know, piece of life that, you know, you don't see as much here. I think, you know, I think we tend to take advantage of that we have running water. And when you're somewhere where the water is limited, you see a lot different type of people, where they're more respectful towards nature and towards, you know, the qualities that aren't easy to come by.
Yes, and that's a real important point. Thank you, because it was a holistic experience for me in India. I appreciated, there were times when certain parts of our travel in the Himalayas, it wasn't an abundant food supply. And it was down to potatoes. And maybe if we'd like, we'd get a little tomato in our soup with the potato. And we had like this flatbread we could make, that our guys would make with coals. That's how we ate outside often. But those were the best meals of my life. You know, it's very interesting. One of my best breakfasts was just that kind of thing. They make the yogurt as they travel. It was flatbread, put the yogurt on the side and the potatoes on the inside of the bread, like a pasta. And that was like, I still think that is my best breakfast of my life. And that it was very like you said, it really, I came to appreciate the full spectrum of being alive and gratitude to all of it, the people, the earth, everything, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, and I think that's really important these days, even here in the United States, where we need to take a step back and maybe be in nature a little bit more, or out in the woods, or you know, somewhere where, like where I live, our water comes from wells, and if you don't have a well on your property, you don't have water. You have to haul water.
Yes.
You know, and it gives you an appreciation for it a lot more, and you tend to respect it more, where you don't tend to overuse it as much. You know, and that, and we don't have like a normal sewer. We have septic systems because, you know, we are so far up in the mountains that we don't really have a lot of the, what would you call that, special treatment from being in town, so to speak, where, you know, if your septic system or your water's not running right, you know right away. And it affects just about everything as far as how you cook, how you clean, how you bathe, how you do all those things. And I think that in some ways, you know, there's a lot of people that would benefit from being, you know, out in that environment and have and learning to appreciate that water just doesn't appear. You know, if it's not available, it's not available.
Yes. As a matter, we know, it's interesting because when I came home after an extended trip in India, I wanted to still wash out of the bucket, you know? I was thinking, mm-hmm. my God, you know, I'm turning the shower on. And so I had to actually sort of get used to being back in America from immersing myself in those experiences. And I noticed how wasteful just to turn the water faucet on. Oh, yeah, right. I get my toothbrush wet and I can shut the water off and that's all I need to do. And I can brush my teeth and then, you know, turn it on as I need. So it's really, we are experiencing now in America more with the economy and so forth that we do have to, in the environment, we do have to conserve more. So we are having, that experience is coming to us at the moment. I mean, where I live in Southern California, all my India experiences of water really comes in handy so that I don't waste water because we've been in a drought for years now. So we have to conserve our water here, mandatory now with the state, California. So very interesting. But I do want to go back into resilience. Mm-hmm. And I did mention that gratitude is a very, very powerful resilience frequency. It attracts positive experiences to you. But it is a real live frequency because every thought and emotion that we have has an energy and then affects us and other people. Science, particularly the research of the Institute of Heart and Math, has already proven that. So we know that. So it actually can change our DNA at all levels. Mm-hmm. Like if we have a health condition, if there's something we want to attract in our life, and even in relationships without what I call appreciation, which is part of gratitude. Relationships aren't going to survive without that. Any relationship that you have will end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like to talk about resilience because that's one of the most powerful resilience frequencies. Yes.
Yeah, and with that resilience, I mean, it tends to teach us how to, you know, persevere, I guess, is the other word, you know, to move forward and not to take it too lightly, but to persevere and make a path for ourselves.
Yes. To all those resilience frequencies, compassion, perseverance, willpower. Will is very important. Gratitude, mm-hmm. will. It's a totally new intuitive connection that we have with resilience. But these energies are very supportive to our physiology. They help us store this positive energy, this healthy energy, so that we literally, when we store it within ourselves, then we have access to it. So that will affect us on every level. But I do want to say about resilience, there's four main domains of resilience. There's the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, and they all interact. So we, yes.
And what did you do when you were in South America? I mean, did you go to Peru? Did you?
I spent my time in Brazil, and I had I was working with some healers there, and I had really phenomenal, continue my own healing process. So it's important that we continue to get support in our healing process. So that's what I was doing primarily in South America. And then I had similar experiences that I had in India. However, India has such very ancient mother energy that's very predominant, that is very different than Brazil, but all these cultures will support us in other ways and in our growth. And I actually look forward to going to Sicily, I'm hoping, next year. So I've had other travels as well in my life, but I think we can always learn from every single culture that we encounter. And of course, America, we're a melting pot of many cultures anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of different spiritual forums. And I had someone say it's like the spiritual marketplace, you know, where you can pick and choose, you know.
Yes.
To which, you know, in other countries.
I'd like to talk about my book more. What I'm finding, my book, Mirror of My Soul, Sanctum of My Heart, is really a treatise on how heart resonance, intuition, and resilience get us past the tough times and into the thrive times. So what it does in the process of reading the book, and I've experienced from readers coming back to me and giving me their story about it, but it will bring you to a new level of awareness for your own potential. And when I wrote the book, I took basically vignettes or snapshots of certain key times in my life that was connected specifically to my soul's lessons and my soul's growth. So it's like when you read through the book, it's meant to be, it's a mirror of my soul. It's like a reflection back to you of the significant placement of your soul's growth in your life as through your life. So it's a really fun, fast read in that way. But what comes out of the book, is opportunities to reflect back to you, to pay attention to your dreams and other signs of guidance, how that comes to you in your life, how to make your life easier through heart resonance and less intimidating, and to be in heart time. I touch on all this in my book. And how to recover from divorce with grace and strength and forgiveness and self-love. Divorce is very common to us for many reasons, but it can be done with healing and grace and connecting to a whole new life and growing through that experience. How to find inner strength and wisdom and guidance to persevere in the face of adversity, which is the resilience. And so you get a reflection back on you to really draw on and to really understand at a deeper level your soul in your life and how it's coming to you and speaking to you. So I do have a story to share that I was very affected by one of my readers, a close friend of mine who's also a colleague. I live in Los Angeles, and she called me up, and she said, I have one of my clients read your book, and she's had, I don't know, she had some out-of-body spiritual experience, and would you guys like to meet? And so I said, I would love to meet her. So I met up with her, and it was the most profound meeting. She was so so touched by her, by the experience she had. She was recovering from stage 4 breast cancer, and the where she was in the book stimulated within her, inspired this very deep healing spiritual experience, out of body, super conscious experience, what I call, and which helped her in her healing process. So I wish the same for you. And you can get my book on my website, jasminaagrilloshare.com. And I'm going to spell that out for you. That's J-A-S-M-I-N-A, Jasmina Agrillo, A-G-R-I-L-L-O, Agrillo Share, S-C-H-E-R-R. There's two A's in the middle, jasminaagrilloshare.com. And I have special Christmas holiday discount on my full and mini guidance sessions, where in a session with me you get to de-stress, bring our spiritual intelligence together for intuitive guidance, and I can bring in healing for that as well. So we work in a holistic way, but you will come away feeling better and in touch with your intuitive self. So in healing as well. So I look forward to meeting you all there on my site. And I'm just very, very, very excited to bring my message and to connect with you. I honor that you really share your gift out in the world. You are so needed right now, all of the best of who you are. So I encourage you to share yourself, really, with everyone. Uh-huh.
And with that said, do you do certain types of meditation with people, or do you Gestalt or approach do you use when you work with people as far as when they come to you to do this kind of work?
Okay. Usually in a full session or even in a mini session, we will connect with our breath, in our intention,
mm-hmm.
and connect with a spiritual frequency. So it's very simple and very fast. What I know is most effective in what we need in our fast-paced culture is very fast-acting, laser-like techniques or tools to connect with that state within ourselves, that whole soul connection. So I'm simple. I like to be simple, direct, and really easy to do this. So that's what I like to do, and I can be very fast. It's amazing what happens when the two of us do that together. But yeah, so you come out feeling better and more and within your wisdom and healing with a session. Yes.
That's very intriguing to hear because, you know, a lot of people think of therapy and they think of it being hard and being like talk therapy, but this sounds more like meeting on a conscious level and on, you know, all levels, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, to which makes it more holistic, to which is what is needed right now in this fast-paced life that we live in these days.
Yeah. So it's a holistic. I can do this by Skype, by phone, or in person if you're in Los Angeles. You don't have to be in the room with me. It's really powerful to connect really in a non-local way. We have the ability to do that quite easily, actually, when we consciously do that. Yeah.
And in regards to your book, I mean, you've had numerous experiences around the world and in your lifetime, you know, due to the way you were raised and then the way you sought out your spiritual intention. Do you see that as a way that people are going to be changing more so into this energy that we have now that tends to be so fast and so point on?
Yes, we have an amazing opportunity to do that right now. The the spiritual frequencies, the energetic frequencies, we are evolving at a very fast rate at this time. We have the availability to do that. So what happens, it's a very hopeful time in that regard, that we can progress very quickly, but at the same time, all of our unconscious stuff, so to speak, is going to come up for us. So our anything that is not the light is going to come up for us, because we have, it's meant to come up so that we heal and that we attune ourselves to these higher spiritual frequencies that are coming into our planet on all levels, the physical, you know. So it's a wonderful, exciting time. We are seeing the breakdown of organizations right now, governments. Things are heated up at the moment. That's why it's so important for us to put out really, really healthy, caring, compassionate vibes right now for everything. Yes. Even, I know this might sound a little different, but if you're watching the news, say, and you're watching news that's really, you know, it's really negative news, all this stuff happening, that's an opportunity for you to send your care right then and there. Just send it however you want to send it. But just prayer, send your care out, because it's very powerful non-locally. But we can get sucked in by all this stuff too, you know, where we can move into worry and anxiety. But that's an opportunity to do that right then and there. And you do change it. You change it in your physiology as well. So it's really being more conscious, really be very, very conscious of what kind of vibe we're putting out, to check in with ourselves during the day. Oh, yeah, right now I'm paying my bills and I'm worrying about money, you know. So there you go. It's a great opportunity. Or you're going to be emailing someone and you encounter an email and you're like, oh, no, I don't want to talk to that person. I don't want to do that. And then there could be someone that emails you that, you know, you're not in great terms with, or they said something going on there. So there's an opportunity to, again, connect with the email itself, the person behind the email, so that when you put the email out, the vibration is in the message. And people get that. So you even, so these are like really practical things that you can start doing. Before the next phone call, take even 30 seconds to connect with someone, to send a really, a compassionate vibe to them through your breath, your intention, however you want to do it. These are all so important that we do this. It matters. Yeah.
And our breath is really important, because our breath holds it or releases it. And I think that that's probably something that the listeners really need to hear, because you don't realize how you integrate things into your being through your breath.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And just put your hand in your heart, take a heart-centered breath, because heart is key to actually, to your physiology, to de-stress it. That's like key. Just doing that. Stop thinking for a moment, put your hand in your heart or your awareness at your heart, and just take some simple breathing in the heart and out the heart. That will help you. Take longer, slower, just rhythmic breaths in the heart and out. Take three of them, and that will bring you right, you know, that will de-stress you. That will begin to de-stress you. And so it will also, and it will enliven all your five senses and your intuition at the same time. That's just a simple thing you can do throughout your day.
Because I think we're bombarded with media, and with that, you know, it tends to make it very difficult for some people to decide what they should take in and what they shouldn't. And, you know, I think it's good for them to know that they can use their breath to release those things and am not attached to them.
Yeah. And we have to use discernment. I mean, just before we go to bed, it's not really great to be watching violent movies, you know?
Right.
But we really have to gain control of our lives and really have that discernment, because it can be very addictive, and we can do that and really make a pact with yourself today. Today I'm going to pick one habit that's draining you. Just take one of them. And every day, and start, and you have a notebook and write, okay, this is habit, this habit, you want to change that habit, and what do you want to change it to? So it's like, this is coaching, really. Just take it easy, take easy steps. Because it'll blow it if you think you have to do everything. So just take one thing.
Right.
You want to do a habit that you would like to change that's going to be more positive and more healing and all the way around for you and, you know, your life. Just take one and write it down. The writing makes you very, very conscious. Plus, when you write something down, your subconscious is getting it and it's going to work for you. It's like a,
mm-hmm.
It's like I have to do this, you know. Even if my to-do list, when I write things down, I pay attention to them. and even write down what time you're going to do it. So important because of our subconscious is at work all the time. Our conscious self, we only pick up not a whole lot in our day. Most of it, there's the 80%, most of it's unconscious. Things are happening below what we're aware of, that we're taking in. So.
Mm-hmm. And that can affect mood, it can affect your health, it can affect a lot of different things. So,
yes.
You know, with this heart consciousness, you're more aware of your physical, mental, and emotional being and spiritual being because you're
yes.
taking the time to take a break from or detach from the onslaught of media or a fast-paced life. I mean, you know, it's time to take time for ourselves. And
yes.
I think that that's what your book is helping people find is it's inspiring to them to realize that it's okay to stop and take a breath and look at, you know, what's really going on for them.
Yeah. And the book, I have a near-death experience as well in the book, but when you get it, it's in there. It's
mm-hmm.
changed my life. I don't want to go into detail about it, but it's there. And we have so many experiences in our lives that are really very deep and inspiring and soul connected, but sometimes we forget about them. We overlook
mm-hmm.
them. It's very interesting. So I welcome you when you go on the journey in the book to have a notebook with you as things come up because your soul is speaking to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think writing is one of the ways that we work our problems out more. You
yeah.
know, is if we take the time to write it out rather than just trying to figure it out in our heads.
Yes, exactly. So important.
And
if you can't write, you can record. You can turn your phone on and record
right.
in the playback.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it now versus, you know, how it used to be done. But definitely, you can record it, you can write it, you can, as long I look at it as getting it out of my head so that I can look at it and decide which way to go with it, you know, in a more,
yeah.
you know, condensed way rather than just not looking at it at all or, you know, getting so overwhelmed that, you know, it feels like everything's caving in. And this way, you're taking control of the situation and making it happen
yeah.
according to what
yeah.
you can handle.
Yeah. yeah.
And so when you do brain recovery counseling, what is involved with that?
Oh, okay. Right away in brain recovery counseling, we will do this together to bring peace and harmony and balance to your physiology. That's the key. I can't say it any more simple than that. That's the key to recovery. And with that said, then wherever we'll go with whatever your issues are, whatever your recovery issues are. But that's the key. Yeah.
And then go on ahead.
as I said, it's the key to where we start. And you with brain recovery, we have to make things simple and make whatever changes we need to make in our life to live a fulfilling life. So that's what I seek to do with you, with the love, the acceptance, where you are now, but to help you to encourage the healing process on every single level, cognitively, emotionally, and physically. And to reconstruct what I call a new normal. It's great. We have a new normal. And how to really bring that into your everyday life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when they go to your website, do they find, you know, different information there, different testimonials?
Yes. I have all of that on my website, jasminaagrilloshare.com. And I have what I call a free discovery session if you would like more information about my coaching program. So that's for, in particular, my coaching programs are more of a long-term process for you. My mini guidance and full guidance sessions are an immediate. If you have an immediate need, then you would just go on my website and you would fill out the information and go through PayPal to schedule your session. And once I get that message from PayPal, then I would schedule you right away for your mini guidance session or full guidance session. So I have two different things. There's the discount on the full guidance and mini sessions. Coaching programs are a different process for you. So I you have both.
And can you talk about your coaching programs that you have and what type they are?
Sure. I'll be happy to. I have coaching programs focused on resilience training. Transforming Anxiety is another coaching program. Heart-based divorce recovery. And then my other coaching program is Our Miracle Heart. So any of those programs could sort of overlap with each other. But what's important is those are more longer term. So you'd be calling, I'd be working with you over anywhere from like a 2 to 8 month period. So I'd like to get to know you first for that. But if you have an immediate need, then there's the mini and full guidance sessions, and I can address that right then and there. You don't have to go through, you know, have a discovery session for that. Is that clear, you think?
I think so. And so
okay. With
the mini sessions and the healing sessions, they can get with you right away, and then the coaching part of it is a more long-term counseling.
Yeah, correct? You would be committing to really working at a much deeper level, and to do that, I really have to have time with you. You need to; it has to happen over a period of time.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Particularly with brain recovery, that unfolds over time, because we to change habits takes a while. But certainly, I benefit sometimes from sessions that I have an immediate need and it fulfills that need at that day and that time. Those are great, too. It just depends upon what kind of need you have. So they're all good. You know?
Yeah. And they all help you get out of the whirlwind, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because I think that's a lot of it, too, is you get caught up, you get everything going, and then it's like, you don't know how to slow it down so that you can really hear your inner self.
Yeah. And we all need support, too. It's kind of like we receive and we give, and it kind of goes around in a circle, but we're responsible for our inner growth, and we take time to do that. We also get support from others at the same time. So, you know, it's all... what goes around comes around. It's like a spiral.
And it looks like on your website, too, that you have guided meditation available for people where they can try it out.
Yeah.
And can
you
speak about that a little bit?
Oh, I will. I have two really nice ones. That one is very, you actually, a meditation with St. Francis in his grotto. So in this guided meditation, you take a walk through the enchanted forest of peace. And then you, St. Francis meets up with you and takes you into his grotto. That's one that'd be great for holidays. My other guided meditation is one of going within the divine light and seeking and getting intuitive guidance. So this is one where you're invited actually to take, to have a notebook and write down something you want guidance on. So you be prepared. But it goes into that when you do the guided meditation. And then I have simply a, when you sign into my newsletter, you get a free guided meditation, a shortened version one, and you can get excerpts from my book. And it's, and then with the newsletters, I focus on heart-centered tips for daily living, inspiration, and so forth, and give you information about my events and so forth. So you have options, but the guided meditation on my site for purchase, you get them as an MP3, so you can download them. Yes.
Very nice. That should be very helpful to the listeners. And, you know, and this is all on her website at www.jasminaarilloshare.com.
Agrillo. JasminaArilloShare.com. Yes.
Agrillo. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
I get so many versions of my name.
I bet. It's one. It's very different, but very beautiful. And just like this work you're bringing to us today, that people can really get, you know, involved with their own recovery and be, you know, a focal point in it rather than someone, you know, telling them exactly what to do and how to do it, where they get to experience their own spiritual connection with the divine and find out what works for them best. And we're coming to the close of the interview, but can you share with us a little bit more about your book and how to find it and how to get a hold of it so that people can read it?
You can get it right off my website, JasminaArilloShare.com. It's also available on Amazon.com. I prefer, though, if you go through my website.
Right.
I actually have what I call bundles on my website, where you can get a discount on the book and the CDs, if you, not the CDs, on the guided meditations if you get them in a bundle. It's a really great sale that I've got with the bundles right now. I think that's like the best, but it isn't available on Amazon as well. And it's actually available for now at, I'm doing a book signing on the East Coast in Newton, Massachusetts. It's available at the NewEnglandBookFair.com. You can get it right off there offline. They have it on their site right now.
And so they can purchase e-books and the MP3s and the meditation samples and stuff.
Yeah, you would get you get the e-books with in a bundle with the guided meditation, and then you also can have the paperback version through my site as well.
And this would be a great present for someone or to yourself.
Holidays
and you know, just treat yourself to this, and Jasmina will be available, and she does have, you know, different ways of contacting her on her website. So please check her out and check out, I think you'll really like it and see just how much you can resonate with her and her compassion for helping people get through these tough times, you know, when we are so easily defocused on other things. You know, I think it really makes a big difference to know that you have someone that, you know, really is out there that is ready to help you with your next step. in your recovery and in your healing.
Yeah.
And so, Jasmina, thank you very much today for this beautiful interview and letting people know about your book and yourself and what you have, you know, available in the healing realm, because it is true, you don't have to be there in person. It can be done energetically and through vibration, and, you know, the distance doesn't negate anything.
Yes. And have a wonderful, beautiful experience of your day today, wherever you are.
Thank you. And with that, we'll close today's show. Thank you, listeners, for listening. We'll be back next Thursday and Friday with Roadmap for Seekers and the Searchers Roadmap, and then there's a wealth of other shows here on the Renford Network, and this show will be available by download after the show, about 10 minutes, and you can download it and pass it on to your friends or to anyone that you think it would benefit. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.